The grav engine was calibrated to decelerate him and drop him slowly and gently to the ground, like a parachute. Without it, throwing himself from a spaceship would surely mean breaking his legs or his neck. The problem was that first moment when he switched it on. He couldn't switch it on inside the airlock, or he wouldn't be able to make a quick, clean exit from the spaceship, so he was already accelerating when he hit the button. The instant the engine engaged, it felt like it was being wrenched upwards, as it no longer felt gravity's clawing embrace, and the result almost tore his arm out. "Gah!" he yelled into the wind. His shoulder hurt like it had been kicked, but he held on. As he slowly descended, hanging from the grav engine by one arm and floating gradually lower, like the windblown seed of some giant plant, he had a good view of the sun chaser disappearing into the overcast distance, leaving him alone on a planet he couldn't even remember if he had ever visited before. "Whoever designed this atmosphere should be shot," he yelled into the screaming wind. The wind howling past him was frigid, bringing horizontal rain so cold that about 50% of it had the consistency of crushed ice. At last, his boots came crunching down onto the rocks of the surface, and the wind wasn't so bad down near the ground. Still terrible, but not quite so bad. Some kind of local creature was watching him. To Kerr's expert eye, it had a